Car washes are big business in Los Angeles County, where owners declared more than $250 million in revenue in 2002. But a recent investigation by the Los Angeles Times revealed how some car washes violate labor and immigration laws by hiring undocumented workers and paying them less than minimum wage.
Si se puede, si se puede, si se puede, si
se puede. Jose Torres and Pedro Guzman have several years of experience working at the Vermont Car Wash in Los Angeles. They told reporters at a press conference today that they're not happy with their working conditions and are organizing their co-workers with help from unions like the AFL-CIO. Jose Torres.
We use very strong chemicals on the job, like acid and yellow soap. My hands burn pretty often. They don't give us any protection, no gloves or a mask. I work with my bare hands, as you see me right now. They haven't trained us or given us any information about the chemicals we use. We have human rights. We make a lot of money for the bosses, but we get humiliation and exploitation in return.
Pedro Guzman.
Many of them are working for $10 a day, for $40 a day. Some only work for tips. We just want the rights that all workers have, to be paid for the hours we work, to get a break for lunch, and above all, to be treated with respect as workers.
Frank Phelan owns several car washes in California and Arizona. He thinks the LA Times article was an overstatement that focused only on a few renegades in the industry.
Well, those car washes should be put out of business who do that. You know, it's just not the right way to treat people. You know, there's a minimum wage, and we all have to function under the law, pay the minimum wage, and that's what we should do. And that's to say, most car washes I know do that.
I went to the Manchester car wash this afternoon, which according to the LA Times gave workers more than $14,000 in back wages. For $6, my car was given an exterior wash, which car wash owner Frank Phelan says is about average. Former State Assembly member Jackie Goldberg says that unusually low prices are a red flag that working conditions at the car wash are not good.
If they're charging less than $8 or $9 for your car to be washed, don't go there. It's the old line. So my father used to tell me, if the deal is too good to be true, it's not true. If it's too cheap, don't go there.
Labor activists call car wash employees among the most exploited in Los Angeles and the United States. David DeSola, Annenberg Radio News.